listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Informative healing. Visiting a friend in a local hospital, I felt a soft tap on my shoulder. I turned to see a surgeon in scrubs. He said, "Can you help me?" I simply answered yes, without asking how, thinking Christian Science is equal to any emergency. He said nothing more, but pulled out a copy of X-rays and laid them down on a desk. He pointed to a picture of collapsed arteries. I knew it was just a depiction of a seeming reality. The next words were, "You've only got 5 minutes. My patient is on the operating table, and I can't do anything for her. She is in a lot of pain. Follow me." At the operating doors, he said, "Now you have 3 minutes." I didn't respond. Christ's truth does the work without time. I walked up to the operating table and bent over so that I could whisper something into the patient's ear. He and the nurse were on the opposite side, standing quietly. I whispered, "You know all those good deeds you've done all your life? That's your life." I continued for about a minute. Immediately, all pain dissolved. A grimace turned into a smile. She asked the doctor to go ahead with whatever he was going to do. My only comment to her was that the doctor had given me 3 minutes and I had taken only one of them. So she and I talked about how wonderfully gratitude and humility make life a joy. The summary of the whole experience was in the light on the surgeon's face when he brought the new X-rays that showed complete normalcy. In retrospect, his humility and openness to mental healing were a catalyst. I am very grateful for that mindset and the fact that he stopped the procedure when he saw that no further action on his part was necessary showed real love. And the healing has been permanent over more than a decade. Perhaps you might want to know my thoughts leading up to my conversation with the patient. Well, I didn't have any fear. The fear process explained on page 581 of Science and Health. As I walked to the operating room, I recall Mrs. Eddy's statement that there is more life in one good deed than in all the blood that ever flowed through the veins of anyone. Not an exact quote, but you might look it up if you like. And of course, love or God through the Christ brings the truth right to where needed. We might say that that is the reason the surgeon came for help in the first place. I put time out as no factor at all. Finally, I was happy to help.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.